What's up, everybody? It is the local hour. It's Monday. We are back after a holiday weekend. I'm feeling the weekend, guys.
You sound it. You don't really have your normal energy. You don't have the shipping container rocking with you on a Monday. It's just, hey, guys.
Well, you know, it's a new
little
thing.
Raspy.
It's a thing I'm trying. You know,
haircut.
Yeah.
No one can see that, though.
Yeah, new me. I'm feeling good. Okay. I had a fun weekend. I was able to get over to the West Coast. And my wife's aunt has a house and a private beach connected to it. Very privileged weekend I had, so I didn't have to like see a lot of people. It was like as safe as possible, I think, if I'm traveling. So I was good, man. It was very relaxing. I did the feet, the sand picture that you got to do when you're on vacation. Yeah. But yeah, how was your guys' fourth? What'd you guys do? Anything? Anyone do anything fun?
I didn't do anything that exciting, if I'm going to be honest with you.
I saw you watch the hot dog eating contest.
I did. Wow, what a rush, huh? History was made this year, guys. Joey Chestnut, it is 1,000th Nathan's Famous Hot Dog, 4th of July Hot Dog Eating Contest hot dog, and 75. Who would have thought, huh?
Wow.
No crowd to cheer him on. He didn't need it. Joey Chestnut power through. Joey Chestnut is your boy, though, Chris. If you remember, interviewed Joey Chestnut. I don't want to say 3 years ago when we had like a All-Star Fan Fest down here. Last week we were talking about, like I was talking to Allison, like, should we get someone on to promote the hot dog eating contest, which honestly is like very hit or miss with Dan. Cause I really doubt that Dan's in on the hot dog eating contest. So like what I was thinking was we should try to get the guy, like I don't want to call him like a carnival barker, but like
the MC.
The announcer.
George Shea.
Yeah, that guy seems like a guy that you'd want to get because he seems like he could sell you on the hot dog eating contest is the most important thing in the world. Joey Chestnut, while a great hot dog eater, from what I remember from your interview with him, Chris, not the easiest interview.
Bro, dude, that was like my first, like that's 3 years ago. That was like when we weren't really talking on air ever. That was like me just getting thrown into the light where you guys were like, you do it. You do the interview with Joey. I'm like, I'm interviewing Joey Chestnut. I was terrified for that interview. I would love to hear that back, how terrified I sound.
An American hero, Joey Chestnut, by the way. Yes. I don't know if you can have somebody that's more synonymous with American hero other than Joey Chestnut.
Right.
Hmm. No, do we have anybody?
Is Superman count? Is Superman American?
No, I think he's
He's from Krypton, right?
Yeah, he's a world guy.
No,
he saves Krypton?
I don't know about superheroes.
He's from somewhere.
Sounds right. It sounds
He's
right.
He's from somewhere, yeah. Done. Yeah.
Do you get? Am I wrong, or has Joey Chestnut just been doing this thing where he like breaks the record every year by one hot dog? So he just he leaves it easy to break every year.
Man, like, yeah. he looked like he was struggling. As you know, anyone who's shoving 75 hot dogs in their mouth in a span of 10 minutes would probably struggle. Ugh. Yeah, they dip the buns in water and then they just like throw it down there. I mean, look, I'm not the healthiest of eaters, right? But I'm watching it and I have to assume, and I could be wrong on this and maybe Roy can tell me because Roy knows more than I do on this. Hot dogs, I feel like, have a ton of sodium, right? Like that cannot be good for you, Roy?
That's true.
Yeah.
Did you guys see Peter King? Like guy who covers football, like the most barbaric sport ever, was just like, oh, this is a sin. The hot dog eating contest. This is gluttonous. And I'm just like, dude, you cover football.
Gluttony is a deadly sin. It's one of the seven.
If you watched the movie, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Right. Thank you, Roy.
Look, I don't want to, get into religion. Like, I'm sorry. I don't want to offend anybody. I'm just saying, I feel like if you cover football, you don't need to be throwing stones at other sports. Am I wrong?
Well, I'm not throwing any stones because I'm a gluttonous person here.
Right. Peter King, though, on Twitter, he was acting all high and mighty. Like, this is nonsense that this is being celebrated. It's like, dude, you cover football.
Have you guys seen you remember Sports Science with John Brinkus, where they break down like mathematically and scientifically, like all the stuff that happens in sports?
Do I remember? I miss it so much.
It was a great program. I don't even know what happened. Was it even a show or was it just like an added thing on SportsCenter? Anyways, I digress. One of the most interesting ones I ever saw was when he did what it would take for you to win the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. And if you haven't seen it, go on YouTube and check it out. Sports Science hot dog eating contest. What they basically do is they take like one of those ballistic dummies that people shoot at, and they have like the esophagus built out with the stomach, and it's basically lined of like that, I don't know, like gel. So it recreates a real stomach. and he's shoving hot dog and water into the esophagus with like a stick, and he jams like 75 of them in there, and the person's stomach is like huge, and he's like, I can't fit anymore. Like 72, he's like, I can't fit anymore. And it was one of the most disgusting visuals I have ever seen in my entire life. Like the water and hot dog just sitting in the stomach and you can see it. It was incredible.
I can't imagine what the bathroom experience is like, oh, like horrible. The next day. Oh my
God. Well, I was just like, going to ask you, what day do you think is the worst day for Joey? Like, was it yesterday or today? Are we still kind of like, did he still have the high yesterday of setting the record the day before or today? Are we like, whoa, like,
I think it's the following morning when he wakes up. Like, yeah. I know when I, like, go ham on some, like, ice cream late at night, as my wife, like, looks at me with judging eyes right now, I just, like, the next morning, like, around, like, 9 a.m. when I'm, like laying in bed, like, maybe 8 o'clock, like, when I'm still in bed but up, like, it just, like, hits me, and I'm like, I gotta go to the bathroom.
You think that he gets, like, a good night's sleep that night? Like, he goes into, like, a food coma, just, like, in so much pain?
I'm sure they're used to it at this point, right? Joey Chestnut, his body has to be adapted to that process.
This is probably a dumb question, but what does he win? Like, what does he do this for? Because I saw him...
The mustard belt?
Glory.
No, yeah. I know glory and a mustard
American
belt.
American pride?
Yeah, but you can't, like... there's no, like, mustard American Express that you swipe to pay the food bills, you know? So I'm wondering what it is that he gets out of this, because I saw him being... They did, like, a piece on him before, and man, like... I fell for Gojo and Fitz because, like, one of the things that he was talking about, I forgot what it was, but he's like, I've been really into, and it was just, like, some random thing lately. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, he's been really into, like, playing chess or something. It wasn't chess, but it was something like that. I'm like, ooh, I don't know about this. Like, this seems like something strange. But he, in that piece, he was saying how being a competitive eater isn't that lucrative, and he wants to do it long enough so that he can help rebuild. I think he said, like, one of his former school's cafeterias. And I'm like, Joey Chestnut, Heart of Gold, wants to rebuild like an elementary school cafeteria. Also, I mean, Joey Chestnut is somewhat famous. He's somewhat known. And I mean, how much is this actually paying the bills? Because you have to think that at some point this is going to catch up to him health-wise, right?
He won 10 grand. He won 10 grand for the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
I'm sure he's got sponsors or something.
He's got a reported net worth of $1.5 million.
Oh, wow.
So remember, he's more than just hot dog eating. Like, he's like the watermelon champion of the world. He's like the crispy pepperoni eating champion of the world. Like, they have all these obscure titles and champions and championships.
They all are the best in the world at eating like random, like
oysters. Know. I've eaten 80,000 oysters.
Yeah, like chicken wings. I'm wondering, and you know, this obviously is me showing my ignorance on professional eating as a sport, but yep. If you're really good at eating hot dogs, why can't you eat like popcorn faster than someone else? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you just think that it's something that the person that's really good at eating things fast can just eat anything fast, right? Or do you just not like endeavor into like the, hey, I'm not going to be doing the competitive, you know, shrimp eating contest because I'm strictly like buffalo wings and potato chips.
Ooh, yeah.
That's true.
Maybe it's like track and field, right? Where like someone specializes in like
that could be like long distance versus short distance. Right. You know what? Maybe you're right about that. I think fun fact about Joey Chestnut, and I guess I shouldn't say fun fact if I'm not sure that it's a fact. Pretty sure that he was on a season of Amazing Race. I know that the guy Eater X was on Amazing Race. The guy that had like the
Eater X yes, painted on his face. Classic.
I think it was Eater X and Joey Chestnut were a team on Amazing Race, and Eater X was not wearing the X. Face paint at the time, but they were on a season of Amazing Race.
Oh my God.
Why anyone would care about that? That's the guy's fact I'm throwing in there. And then another takeaway, one of my last takeaways here on the hot dog eating contest, unless you guys want to keep going on it.
Lakeway.
You know who else is killing it during the pandemic? Plexiglass companies.
That's true.
Everything has plexiglass everywhere now.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. Banks, restaurants, that's a good
everywhere.
One.
Grocery stores. I just pulled up Joey Chestnut, just to stick on Joey Chestnut for two more seconds. I just pulled up his record. And guys, I've had to scroll down seven different times.
His criminal record?
No, his championship record. Again, American hero Joey Chestnut. Chicken wings. 182 chicken wings in 30 minutes. Hot dogs, obviously. Pulled pork sandwiches. He ate 45 of them in 10 minutes.
Ah, pulled pork. Nice.
He's the Taco Bell taco eating champion of the world.
Oh, I want some.
He's the Crystal Hamburgers eating champion of the world.
How many Taco Bell tacos?
53 soft tacos
in how
10
long?
Minutes.
I could compete.
No, you can't.
I'm not winning, but I could compete.
Don't do that.
He is the glazed donut champion of the world with 55 of them. He's the hard-boiled egg eating champion of the world with 141 in 8 minutes.
55 in what, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So no, excuse me, 8 minutes.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, wow, he ate 20 more hot dogs in that time, and hot dogs are not delicious. But I'd assume that when you get to, like, donut number... Man, 12, if you get to donut number 13, it's pretty gross.
Pork ribs, corned beef sandwiches, apple pie, Philly cheesesteak, funnel cake, fish tacos, traditional tacos, mutton sandwiches, jalapeno poppers, pepperoni rolls, shrimp wontons, pulled pork, horseshoe sandwiches, pulled pork sliders, San Pedro fish market shrimp, canteen sandwiches, gyros, burritos, Twinkies, boysenberry pie, tamales, gazoya, pastrami, gumbo, ice cream sandwiches, grilled cheese sandwiches, poutine, shrimp cocktail. God. Salt potatoes, turkey, whole. A whole turkey. He ate...
Whole turkey?
Did you just say salt?
Salt potatoes. He ate 13 pounds of salt potatoes.
Wait, how many whole turkeys did he eat?
He ate nine and a quarter pounds of a full turkey at the Turkey Eating Championship in 2014. Pierogies, White Hut cheeseburgers, pizza pizzones, brain tacos.
Brain tacos.
What?
Croquetas. Listen to this, because this is, we'll stop it here. Uniquely Miami, 185 croquetas in 8 minutes.
Oh my God. Those have to be like the mini croquetas, right? Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah.
185.
I have to go potty now just thinking about that.
I don't know if I would love or hate to be this guy's gastroenterologist, because you know that he has all kinds of stomach issues.
I'm kind of agreeing with Peter King the more I hear about this.
Dude, he had legitimate like 50 different championship titles. And imagine, all that stuff's got to go in and it's got to come out at some point.
That's a good point, Tony. It does.
I wonder how many hot dogs go unused that they cook that day, or like uneaten, right? So like when there's all the crowd, I'm sure they don't do it, but you could just like, hey, we have, you know, 1,000 extra hot dogs here.
Throw them into the crowd.
Just hand them out to people. But yesterday there was no one, or not yesterday, I guess the 4th of July, there was not many people. Actually, there were some. There seemed to be a lot of production there. There seemed to be a lot of people producing the hot dog eating contest. But I wonder how many hot dogs get cooked that go to waste. Because I was thinking that the other day. I was watching on Netflix. I don't think, Roy, do we have a binge club this week?
No more binge club.
Okay.
Let's do it right now.
I've been watching on Netflix Zumbo's Just Desserts, right? And it's this Australian baker named Zumbo, and he's like an Australian Willy Wonka type, right?
Wow.
And he has all these people come, and he has all these crazy desserts, and they do the things. But a lot of times they'll set up like, you know, like the set. So like they had to do like a fruit dessert, right? And they had all these fresh fruits, apples, strawberries, kiwis, all these things, bananas, watermelons, all of them. And some of them were like sliced open, and there was like thousands of fruits just to kind of decorate the set. And I'm like, this is kind of cool. I guess this is a TV show, but kind of wasteful, because I feel like these fruits have a very short shelf life, and like there's thousands of fruits there that they're not going to use because these are just decoration fruits.
There's got to be a lot of hot dogs that are left over, long story short.
Right? But hot dogs, I feel like, I mean, if you've ever gotten like a gas station hot dog, you know, hot dogs have a long shelf life. You just kind of keep it rolling on the thing, and those things are probably there for like weeks.
I think it'd be funny visually if in this eating contest of hot dogs, they had just some guy trying to do it like old fashioned with like a bun, regular old fashioned with ketchup. And like trying to keep up with everybody else, just like... I've always thought that would be a funny juxtaposition in like all sports, like golf. They should have like one terrible golfer that they go to every like 7 shots. Like, so they show Tiger, Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, and it's like, all right, let's go out to Roy at the 7th hole, and then Roy just like hacking it. Like, it would just be like comic relief, like the comic relief. Like, I like that. I feel like all sports.
That is a good idea because it shows you like how good they are and how bad we are at certain things that we think we're good at. It's like, it doesn't even have to be a bad golfer. Like it can just be a regular golfer that plays good sometimes, but they shank balls like left
Tom
and right.
Brady. Like Tom Brady, like a hack. Like
he was someone really good though.
He was really terrible also. He was bad at the beginning. Did you guys see this video that Udonis Haslam posted on Instagram? It's like if we were having making it up an award show, this guy wins Friend of the Year. It's a random video of two dudes that are near, I don't know if it's a lake, a river, somewhere where there's an alligator. So one friend is standing on the bank outside and his friend is very slowly swimming towards the bank and you see an alligator on this guy's tail. Like this guy's about to get attacked by an alligator. And I want all of us to put ourselves in that friend spot. Because this friend, this guy, like he waits. He tried throwing a couple rocks. It wasn't working and the alligator was still coming. The friend eventually just jumps like off of the top rope elbow style to try to like save his friend.
The people's elbow
and the alligator scurries away, but then starts to come back and they both get out of the water. I mean, I like to think that in that spot, I would be the good friend and do the people's elbow, but that is a terrifying leap that guy made. Have you guys seen this video?
Funny enough, I saw it as you were opening the Zoom. I was on Instagram just scrolling through and I saw it and I saw, dude, he gets air.
Yeah,
like he got up like 10 feet in the air and was coming down with like a pile drive. So if you're hitting that alligator right between the eyes, it's a good chance he's not coming back, right? So right.
I don't think he actually hit him directly though. So the alligator scurried away, but then turned around and was like, "What's up? I'm still here." But they got out, and it was like I was just
stones.
Like,
yeah, he had stones to do that because what I don't know if any of us would do that for anybody here.
What are you doing in that spot? I know if it's like I feel like if it's my child or my wife, like
right? Yeah, that's definitely.
But like, I'm starting to picture Billy. You know what, Billy? If you're in that water, I'm jumping in. I'm jumping in. I'm doing the people's elbow. I'm saving you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Would you reciprocate?
Yeah, Billy, what are you doing in that spot?
Would I do a people's elbow
onto an alligator that was like about like that was five like coming up on my backside as I'm trying to like swim out of the water? It's okay if you win. See, it's one of those things that we all say, like you could say
and
right now.
This is presently you with a wife and child.
Yep. Yeah.
And how far are we from shore?
Close, very close. Yeah, close very enough close. Where you jump off and then you can hit him.
Is there a fence?
No.
No.
No. Wow. So once I hit this alligator, even if we run, we can't jump a fence and hope he can't climb it.
No, but the alligator didn't seem like it was getting out of the water. I don't know. And you know what? Just say you would do it. Make me feel good.
You know what? I would do it. I would do it.
Oh,
Roy, man. Would you do it for me?
Yeah.
Man, I hope you mofos know how to swim.
The issue with it is that the bank is really high, too. It's like a steep bank. So yes. It's not like you can just like run off onto it. It's like you have to like grab it and pull yourself up and then jump up. So that's
like
where
it's almost like getting out of a pool.
Right. Exactly. So that's where the problem was. So the guy like got up, threw a couple rocks and was like, all right, screw it. Like, let me at least buy some time. So yeah. It was something I probably wouldn't do.
Cam has arrived in Foxborough. He looks just like you'd hope he'd looked. He doesn't appear like Bill Belichick has successfully.
Oh, man. Oh. Did you see his thighs?
Oh, he looks great.
Cam is so jacked, like so jacked. I feel like he should have just put out pictures of him wearing that outfit and he would have been signed instantly. Like, forget about having to take a physical, forget about getting medically cleared. You see that, or at least I see that, and I'm like, that guy's ready to play football.
Yep.
It stinks because I'm a Dolphins fan. Like, I always have liked Cam, and I like was hoping for him to land somewhere where I could root for him, but he lands in the one space that I'm just like, please be terrible. Like, now I'm rooting for him to like still be injury prone when before this I was hoping that he landed somewhere and did well. So this is a tough spot for a Dolphins fan.
Cam is my spirit animal. Like,
your spirit animal.
What Cam is was what I wanted to be like as a kid. Like Heisman winner, like incredible college football player, like trendsetter, fashion icon in the NFL. Like he's the end all be all, like on a pedestal for when it comes to what I've always wanted.
Right. But like, man, you're kind of like that in that I feel like you could almost pull off a lot of things and it would just look fashionable. But that's not true. Like a lot of people say with fashion and stuff, it's just about owning it and being confident. It's not. Like, if you put me in that outfit that Cam is wearing right there, like today, he looks fantastic. But if I'm wearing that, I don't care how confident I am. I look ridiculous. Like, I don't, like, it doesn't matter. Like, there are just some people, and I'm one of them, that can't pull off really, like, cool and bougie clothing.
Oh, I can't pull off any of those clothes. I can't pull off anything Cam would ever wear. I can't pull off cool, period.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, Billy, I feel like we're in a similar boat. Like, people say it's all about confidence. No, there's other factors involved here. Like, I don't know what those factors are, but I don't know. Tony, you kind of have the vibe that, like, you could pull off what Cam's wearing.
Well, I mean, it okay, wait. But it, like, confidence does play a big part in it, because, like, if you're confident enough, even if you look like a fool and you're just like, I don't care that I look like a fool, people will be like, you know what? That doesn't really look that bad on him. But, like, look, I can't have my thighs out, all right? Like, I can't pull that off. I'm not built enough. Like, I'm too hairy. Not that I'm super hairy, but I'm too hairy to have my thighs out. Like, I don't have the build. I don't have, like, the bravado that's necessary to wear, like, a foxtail hat or something. I just I can't do it, man. I can't.
So I thought Allison was going to join us today to talk fireworks. What was the controversy? I saw Mike tweeted on over the weekend that if you've seen one firework, you've seen them all. And Allison retweeted it with comment, I guess cut and paste works for you. That implies that is an Allison take. Billy, was that like an Allison take or something? Like, I didn't know what that tweet was about.
She's tweeted that a couple of years in a row.
Oh, there you go. And now let's dissect that. Where do you guys stand on that, Tony? Are you pro or anti firework?
So I'm getting to a point where I'm past the threshold of fireworks being cool, and I think I've been past that threshold for a while. And in the last couple of years, as fireworks, we do the more public fireworks, the big ones at a park or a beach or whatever. I'm just kind of there, like, all right, cool, firework. That's cool. Put it this way, fireworks are for kids and old people. Like, when you're in the middle, it's like, I'm good. I don't need to be there all the time to do fireworks.
Roy, where do you stand on fireworks? Okay, wow. I feel like Billy and I are going to come on the other side of this. I mean, what's wrong with you people? Firework, I look like I can speak because this is the first year because Naples, like, they shut down their, like, official fireworks show. So I didn't get that, and I'm used to that, and I missed it. Like, I'm not saying fireworks are something that I need throughout the year, but it's nice. On the 4th of July, I look forward to it. It's a pleasant treat. The one take that I would consider hot with the fireworks that I have is, hey, dogs, get over it, okay?
What?
I'm done with dogs. Like, every dog, everyone's worried about their dog on the 4th of July. Hey, dog. I mean, if you're a puppy, I get it because it's your first, like, year in life or second year. But, like, hey, 12-year-old dog, okay? You've been here before. For 12 years. You realize that, hey, they're just a loud noise. Nothing ever actually hurts you. How about we stop having this compassion for these dogs? And you just say, hey,
and
dogs.
It happens twice a year.
Right.
You get 4th of July and New Year's Eve.
It's not me. My wife is calling me mean right now. I'm just, like, over it. Like, my sister-in-law over the weekend, like, she's in Naples trying to enjoy herself, but she's just worried about her dog back at home. It's like, the dog's going to be fine. If he goes in the closet, if he's under the bed for a couple hours, that's on him. That's a him issue. And I'm just like, I'm done with the dogs and freaking out on fire. Is that insensitive? Am I going to get a lot of Twitter heat for this?
I can tell you don't have a dog.
I do. I mean, my parents have a dog, Riley. I love Riley. I want
That's
a
not
dog.
Your dog.
How does Riley react?
First of all, I think I don't think Riley loves him, but I don't think she, like, some dogs freak out. And I think she's kind of in the middle. But, dude, I raised Riley. I love Riley. Riley listens to me more than anybody. I was living at home when we got Riley. I consider my dog, even though we're separated right now.
Exactly. You live in the same house as the dog.
I moved out. I mean, geez, I went on with my
that's
life.
Not your dog.
That doesn't make it not my. That is not true. I will fight you to death on this. That is my dog. I don't live. We're separated, but that is my dog, Riley.
Anyway, all right. Well, then try to take that dog away from Greg and see what happens. Then.
I'm a dog person. Don't you say I'm not a dog person, boy.
I didn't say you're not a dog person. I'm just saying that.
But
it's
seriously,
not your dog.
Done with dogs and this fireworks. Like, get over it. That's my
statement. That is a hotter take.
Not yours.
Yeah, that is a hotter take than me saying fireworks are for babies and old people. your take is definitely more spicy. I don't know if anybody else felt like this, but going back to kind of tie the knot with feeling really bad after eating and drinking, and 4th of July, it's almost synonymous. And Chris, I know you're kind of wearing it. I'm definitely wearing it. The weekend was rough in a couple areas. And, you know, you start hanging by the pool. You got a couple, you know, Coronas floating around. The beer, excuse me.
right.
My bad. Yeah, a couple cold ones, you know, floating around. All of a sudden, 2 turns into 5, turns into 8, turns into 9, whatever. All of a sudden, you're eating a lot of hamburgers, and then that night, you just feel like total, complete shit.
I don't usually like make it
tonight.
Absolute
shit.
I don't usually make it to the night. Like 6 p.m., I'm like, peace.
You haven't seen fireworks in a long time, then. The next morning, I woke up so just god awful. Like, I don't even know if it was just food plus the beer, you know, mixing around. It was rough, man. It was such a rough morning.
I've actually realized that my child, being around my child has made me, like, I'll go hard, like, at the beach, I'll crush a couple, but then, like, I'm not doing it throughout, like, I used to just, like, throughout the whole day, but, like, now it's, I didn't actually get that drunk this time.
You've grown up, man.
I have grown up.
You've got something to take care of now.
It's more short bursts now. There used to be just, like, the long play. Now it's like, how many White Claws can I have in this 4 hours that I have at the beach? Like, that's it. And then, like, once I'm home back at the house, it's like, all right, maybe I'll have one more. But, like, there's just like a pound zone. Like, the window is just tightened. That's what I've learned with kids, Roy. How's your consumption of alcohol changed, Roy, as you become a parent?
It's lessened. In fact, really? I only had one beer this weekend.
Wow. I would imagine so. Like, you're like, wait until she goes to bed and then it's just go to Pound Town. No, I guess you only had one.
So.
You only had one drink all weekend.
It was
really?
On 4th of July.
Yeah, it was on 4th of July. I didn't go anywhere. So yeah, I just laid up on the couch.
Man.
Touche.
Yeah, I respect it.
What beer was it?
Shock Top.
Nice. So summer, a nice little summer ale.
Yeah. I didn't buy it, but it was pretty good.
Tony, are we going to play sports this year? Like, is sports going to happen?
No.
If you were a betting man. No. Like, no. Isn't this so weird that, like, all these sports are, like, coming back, quote unquote, but I don't feel like it's going to happen. I don't know. Like, I'm kind of just, I got a bad feeling about this.
Well, we know what it is. It's just a money grab. It's a lot of leagues owe a lot of people money and are looking at the bottom line for 2020 and being like, damn, we projected X amount of hundreds of millions of dollars in profit, billions of dollars in profit, and now we're not going to have it. Like, what do we do? So everybody's trying to rush to some sort of being first, like, you know, the race to the moon. Everybody's like, oh, we're going to put a man on the moon. How do we do it? Well, nobody actually really knows until somebody figures out how to do it. I think the NBA's got the best chance. And even there, like, MLS is doing the same thing, and they've got people testing positive left and right. Like, the one way to do it is the bubble, and we don't even know if that's going to work. So it's like we're in this purgatory of, yeah, we're having sports, just we don't know when they're TBD.
I'm interested to just see where the line is. Like, are they just going to allow players to test positive and they'll move those players out and move in replacements and they're just going to keep this train moving? Or does it depend if LeBron gets it? Like, that's the most interesting part of this for me. Is it about how many people get it? Is it about who gets it? Is there, like, a line where the NBA is like, if this percentage of players are positive, we're throwing in the towel? Like, I'm interested in that conversation. I'm imagining that these leagues are having the same exact conversations that we're having. Like, I don't think these conversations are that much more, like, intelligent, or, like, I feel like they're kind of just sitting around like, is this going to work? Like, I don't feel like they know any more than we do. That's the crazy part about this.
I just don't know. I just don't know.
I know. That's what I mean. We don't know. They don't know either.
Is. Right. That's what I've realized in the last, 4 months in quarantine, that nobody knows shit. Nobody knows anything.
Yeah.
The scientists don't know anything. Doctors don't know anything. The politicians sure as hell don't know anything. People in sports don't know anything. Like, the people that don't wear masks know less than anybody else. Like, it's just a whole cauldron of shit that people don't know.
A shit cauldron. What do you guys want to do this week with the local hour? We, like, Mike's on vacation, on paternity leave. Dan and Stu are gone. It's just like, let the kids just run wild, baby. Yeah. Let's do this. I think we should talk after this hour. We should talk to Gojo one day. I feel like get some hot dog eating stories.
Yes,
ask him all the questions that we had. I don't know. I think we should do some fun stuff. We gotta stay tuned this week to the local hour. We're gonna be coming at you with some good, fresh content, some crazy fun. Wackiness. Let's do this. Have a good week, everybody.